For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
I'm Nora Callahan, the executive director of the November Coalition, a nonprofit group founded in 1997 to work to end the injustice of the drug war.
Nora, you work to end this posturing that sends 1.6 million people to behind bars each year. Talk about that. What changes have you seen over the last few years?
Well, there haven't been many changes in the last few years, but recently there was a dramatic change. Out of the Supreme Court came a decision. It's a long story, but in a lot of cases, but it was called Apprendi. That was the defendant, and then it became Blakely, and then Booker, Fanfan. It's morphed. But essentially what happened finally was the Supreme Court had to decide if the U.S. sentencing guidelines were constitutional as a mandate, and they decided that they were not. And the best way, if you'll allow me to back up, is you have to think of federal sentencing as two rails, like parallel tracks on a railroad track. And I'm a layperson, not a legal professional, so hopefully I can explain it. In simplistic terms, so people can understand, there were two sets of sentencing that became new in the 1980s with modern, so-called modern criminal justice reform. One was called mandatory minimum sentencing, but there was nothing minimum about the mandatory sentences. They were harsh and terrible punishment and sure and exact based on the weight of a drug. Then there was another rail of sentencing that became new, and they called them the U.S. sentencing guidelines. But there was no guide. They were a mandate. It wasn't a guide at all. So it's very confusing when we try to talk about the laws, because there's two separate sets of laws that work in tandem. So what the Supreme Court recently did was say that one set, the U.S. sentencing guidelines, were not unconstitutional. And what it meant was the idea of taking a defendant that was declared guilty by a jury, and then after the jury was done saying yes and they were guilty of this, the judge behind closed doors, and that really wasn't the judge, it was the prosecutor who had a monopoly on all of this judicial power, punishment power. So the prosecutor would sit down and go against this grid and decide the person would face this many years. And things that the jury might have said a defendant was not guilty of, they could be sentenced for. And that is no longer taking place in federal courtrooms around the country. And 16 states, if not more, will have to change their sentencing structures as well.
That was Nora Callahan, this week's guest on Cultural Baggage. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.